This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're an arrogant, ingrown, close-knit brotherhood like the Mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins, and I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. Receive the love, thank you.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you on a Thursday morning. Let's get our heads right. The best we can. We are already off to a rollicking start here on the program this morning. I'm Woodsy. Ben Higgins is my co-host. He is out in Henderson, Nevada right now, probably getting up, pouring himself a nice cold glass of cranberry juice. And get a little stretch in before he hits the links for 27 holes today with his buddy in a golf tournament. He's very deserving of said vacation. I'm excited for him. Can't wait to get an update on how things are going. I've got a full house in here this morning. It's a bit of a circus, bit of a train wreck already, bit of an S show, anything you want to...
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I really wouldn't either. I like the circus aspect when Ben is gone. To my right is my wife, Hannah Nancaro Woods. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
Want to turn that mic right on there.
You
broadcast
turned it off.
Professional.
Good morning,
we handle our own mics in here. If we're going to do...
Are we already starting like this?
If we're going to do the broadcasting thing, we're going to handle our own microphones. All right. Good morning to you. It's good to see you.
It's okay to see you.
It's okay to see you as well. We had a great date night last night. We went to sushi at about, what, 4?
Yeah, 3:55.
3:55. We had the entire place to ourselves.
It's a great
move. It was fantastic.
It was.
And then we went home, and well, let's just say, whew, we were up all night. Not really. I fell asleep at about 9.
No. Like 8 for me.
I'll explain in a minute. Let me introduce the rest of the cast. Paul Reindels, our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning. Ready for some hard-hitting NFL draft previews.
I can't wait. Now we'll talk NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. We have Paulie's beloved missus, Megan Reindel, over sitting in the Reindel corner over there. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to see you. We've just brought everybody in. And to my left, listen, you can never say I'm not a supporter of new media.
Yes, you can.
I've always loved new media. The great Corey Stewart joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
I love that he comes in in a full-on Fila tracksuit,
bro,
sits right down in Ben's chair and is like, "All right, let's get this S on the road." Man, I've lost my pipes. The screaming bit I did yesterday, right around this time, I think has perforated my throat. When I did it, I was imitating myself, screaming at my T-ballers, and I have to scream at them because we're on the side of a highway, and they can't hear. And I'm also, you know, you get a little amped up yelling at the kids when they're not paying attention. And I was screaming so loud, I think I perforated my throat.
Oh.
I tasted blood yesterday during the show, and then my voice has been cached all, you know, since. So I'm gonna do my very best to get through it. Now, I think my therapist would say, you did that on purpose because you were nervous about hosting with Ben out. It's not my favorite thing to do. It's no secret. I think subconsciously, she's like, that's exactly why you did that. You wanted to blow your throat out. But I know Adam. He's going to make me stay in here for 4 hours, plus a roundtable debate, whether I can talk or not. I'll write stuff down, and Hannah will read it for me if we have to. We're going to grind this thing out for you today. Always fun when Benny is out. Well, all right, that came out wrong. It's always fun. It's different when Ben's out. Ben keeps us on the rails. I really don't like being on the rails. I like to explore the space a little bit more, and it makes him very nervous to explore the space. So,
and explore we will.
Explore we will. We've got some real little nuggets and treats for you today. But I'll start with my missus over here.
Yes.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a nice we had a nice date night last night.
What's a date light?
I'm a little frazzled. She we've already had a bit of an incident here this morning.
Oh boy.
Hannah, you know, we were laying in bed last night, pre-coitus, and I said to her, all right, we need to be up and out the door tomorrow. I would like to be at the station at 4:30, because I don't like to plan at night.
Is this pillow talk, by the way?
This is pre-pillow talk.
Oh, okay, nice.
All right.
Nice.
This is.
Yeah, get her in the mood, get her revved up.
Foreplay.
Yeah, it's foreplay.
Yeah.
It was foreplay. We're doing our foreplay in foreplay. So I said, we got to be in about 4:30. And she goes, oh, okay, well, I'd like to stop and get coffee. And I go, all right, enough. Stop right there.
Already.
I go, hey, I get nervous. This isn't about you. This isn't about your coffee. We just need to get to the station, and we need to get the show on the road. No, I want to. She goes, I'll drive separate. I said, all right, fine.
I already had to drive separate.
You had to drive separate. So we start. I get here at like 4 this morning. And she texts me, what do I want? She texts you guys, what do you want? So it's like I'm waiting for the coffee. I purposely didn't have coffee because I knew coffee was coming, right? And so I said, all right, that's fine. I'll wait. Well, then the coffee showed up. Mm-hmm. And then I walk out to the lobby. I'm like, where is she? And she's on her hands and knees cleaning up the lobby floor. And there's coffee everywhere. And I went, oh, no. So what happened?
The girl dropped it.
The Starbucks gal, delivery gal?
And I didn't think anything of it, honestly, because I figured it was, like, secure. And the bag was all, like, taped up like they do. And so I didn't think anything of it. I come up here, and there are a lot of thresholds that you need to cross with a key card.
Many. Yeah. It's like we're just short
of
a moat.
New?
It's not. I mean, look, you know, people hate radio people. Like, they want. Like, people have stalkers and stuff.
Okay. It's very hard to get in here. There's so many key cards. Anyway.
As it should be.
Yes.
As it absolutely. We need more, actually.
Okay. I mean, it's a little frustrating to get up and
it
down.
It is.
You know, your safety aside. But I was walking up and repeatedly trying to use the key card to get in. And as I'm doing that, then I dropped the bag.
Then you dropped. Oh, I didn't know about the second drop. So
well,
now there's.
It was unimportant because.
It had already been
dropped.
Yeah.
So
bag.
It wasn't my fault is what I'm getting to. Anyway, so the bag, the bottom fell out.
Bottom fell out. Coffee spilled everywhere. So
my coffee.
Your coffee. So we had to. They had to clean the lobby of the coffee. So I'm already a little bit frazzled. I like things to run smoothly. You know, it's not going to. That's life for you, right? Corey Stewart knows that. That's how life goes. That way.
Are we really getting into that right now?
But it's good to have all of you guys in here. It does make me feel warm and secure. and also a little annoyed. Mostly warm and happy and secure to have all of you guys in here this morning. So, it's pillow talk. Well, what happened was didn't have our children last night. And our children, when they get home for the day at about 4, it's three of the most intense, sometimes miserable, sometimes beautiful hours of the day.
Between getting home and going to bed?
Getting home, the feeding is a nightmare. This is what you're going to eat. I don't like that. You ate it last night. You ate it the day before. Yeah, I don't eat it anymore.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we just bought a pound of watermelon because now you don't like watermelon. So you're not eating it. I'm not eating this.
A lot changes in 24 hours.
A lot changes. It goes across the room, the whole thing. So then it's, all right, they play for a while. They beat the S out of each other, and then they hit the bath or the shower, whatever, and then we get them ready for bed. Then they want to play again, and then it's hard to get them down. It's a thing. So last night, with no kids, we went to dinner. We came home, and all we heard was this. And I looked at her, and I go, it's so quiet. I kind of hate it. We both were kind of like domed out by the silence. And so we got in bed. She's like ordering stuff on her phone. We watched the Padres game, and it got over in a decent amount of time. And I put on Baby Reindeer. Have you guys watched Baby Reindeer? I
haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh, my God.
What is Baby Reindeer?
Let's put it this way. It's not the world's greatest aphrodisiac, number one. So you think to yourself, we finally get a night to ourselves. Why don't you go in the next room, put on some, sexy lingerie, something. Or I could. Either or, whatever, and let's get it on. But no, we put Baby Reindeer on, and it's about a stalker, a female stalker.
She says, dealing with female stalker,
oh my God,
is forced to face a dark, buried trauma.
And it's based on a true story.
It's based on a true story. Now, here's the capper to it. The guy that wrote it, and the guy that it happened to.
I saw a story about it.
He's also the star of the show. So you're watching the guy. It's like if I told my life story in a book. But then I played me.
So I think I saw a story. It was just on Instagram. So they don't get a ton of details.
Right.
It's like, click the link in the bio.
Click the link in bio,
for the full story. But it was something along the lines of he's like begging people, hey, don't try to guess who the real life characters are. My friends and family are being like harassed.
He was.
Because you all think that they're who we're talking about.
They think that they know who the subject was, the stalker. They think they know who the man who sexually assaulted him is. It's so dark and so funny.
It's so funny.
And so brilliant. We started watching that.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. We started watching that. I mean, the last thing, and then we both just fell asleep. So we had our one night. We did not make love all night as I had imagined that we would. Mm. Till it was time to get up and come and do the show. It didn't happen. So I feel like, I'm sure she's very disappointed. She seems very disappointed about the whole scene.
She's been waiting all day.
It's weird.
That.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I saw her wiping her brow like, whoo.
Dodged a bullet there.
we ended up, but it was nice. It was peaceful. We had a nice, it's so peaceful in there.
I definitely plan to start Baby Reindeer. It's a documentary.
No, it's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah. And it will, for me. Anyone that's listened to this program knows I've got pretty gnarly ADD, which is why it's great to have Ben. Ben has been my he's just the yin to my yang. Straight up, he's the best partner I've ever had.
Cool.
Radio partner. You're the yang to my yang. Okay, so she's also very intense. Also has ADD, so it's a bit of an ass show in our house. But Ben is for me on the air. He's like perfect. He's just a perfect compliment. So I lost my train of thought because I have ADD and you cut me off. So I have no idea what I was going to say.
You proved your point, actually.
I proved my point. you can't have two of us because the whole show would just be off the rails. Ben is the one that kind of brings it in, and that's what he's really about. You know, that's his value of keeping me in line. So today should be a little bit of a train wreck. I won't be able to be as active in our YouTube chat as I normally am. I need to focus. It's hard for me to focus. And so I'm going to do my very best, and we will talk about the Padres game, certainly. We've got a couple of really interesting guests, one in particular that we will set up next. Like, I want to talk about...
People aren't going to believe us when we say that was they won't, not a yeah. planned bit.
They will not. It was not planned. We've got a fun game that our game show host for the day has... devised. Corey Stewart is here. We'll talk some baseball with you.
We've got some incredible giveaways throughout the morning.
Throughout the morning. It's going to be a fun show. Now, you know, old media is what we are. New media, they tell it like it is. We are soft. We are fanboys.
Mm-hmm.
We have too much. We have too much fun.
Cheerleaders, in fact.
It's my favorite.
That's why we needed to bring some new media in today. So we'll get the hard-hitting new media take on the Padres' win last night. Hey, I know it's a win, but you can't be satisfied. New media is never satisfied. We'll talk about that. Talk about everything next. It's good to be here with you guys. Thanks for watching on the YouTube feed. You can listen on your radio, the Odyssey app, all of your smart devices as well. Shout out to our little boys, Bo and Taylor, who are probably up watching at Gaga's house today, maybe. Maybe listening?
I mean, I don't know. They could also, I haven't checked it on them, to be fair.
They could also literally be riding horses right now, as far as we know.
It's absolutely probable.
They do it all. So we have a full show for you. Excited for you to be here. We do have a prank call as well that Paulie and I spent a little time on yesterday with our beloved Ben Higgins. And we'll play that for you as well. Thanks for being here. Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny on vacation in Henderson, Nevada today, where, by the way, they had an earthquake yesterday. Like, the minute he got there. Yes, there was an earthquake in Henderson yesterday.
A superstar.
Superstar. Comes to town, and the world shakes. The ground shakes. I don't think it was a big one.
I knew he could move mountains, but...
He can move mountains, dude. He gets in town in Henderson. Registers one. So he's, I don't know if he's up and at him yet. He's not texting me this morning. I don't expect him to. I want him to enjoy his vacation. But I'm here. My wife, Hannah, is here. Paulie's here. His wife, Megan's here. Corey Stewart is here as well. We got a full house. This is like legit morning zoo type stuff. You know, maybe we get topless in here. Ooh. Select a few of us. Get topless. Just really do it up, you know, on a Thursday, throwback Thursday, as it were, here on Ben and Woods as well. I'll set the menu for us here in a minute. But in order to bribe you to keep listening to the program, we have three pair of Padres tickets to give away today. And it's actually for tomorrow night against the Phillies. Enjoy live music and a pregame happy hour in Gallagher Square with $5 beer specials from your favorite local and national breweries. Tickets at Padres.com/tickets. But you can get a pair if you call now, 833-288-0973. Call into the Morning Zoo and be the fifth caller. I don't care, really.
Paul, you just this is the part when we like having Ben here.
This is the best.
Because I would have told you, let's give them away at the end of the segment.
Right.
And
so well, let them sit and rot.
They will sit and
that
rot.
That means they have to
they
sit and listen.
They don't have a
choice. I'm thinking two steps ahead here.
They don't have
they
a choice.
They don't have a choice but to sit and listen to me set the menu. So we did do a prank call yesterday with our beloved Ben. Paulie and I had been plotting this, and we made a note on Monday. Let's remember to listen for things that we could use in a potential prank call. So Paulie and I, throughout the week, we'd look at each other and wink, and we would... Paulie put together a soundboard. So we'll play that for you soon, I'd say. Very soon.
Yeah. Very soon.
It's so good.
I don't want to wait any longer.
I don't either. It made us so happy. Coming up at 8:35, our weekly with Eno Saris, our smart baseball segment. We need it desperately. I know he's going to want to talk about Adrian Morejone and his resurgence. Yes.
Of course he is.
He looks like a new man out there. We've heard this one before. Fool me seven times. Adrian, but he loves him. He loves him. He loves his stuff. And hey, listen, so far so good. Not going to complain about that. And then coming up at 9:35, a man that needs no introduction in my home. He is Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth. He will
ring,
be joining.
Ring ding dong. Ring a ding 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 dong.
He'll be joining the program today. Now, I swear on our children, I did not plan this. Paulie sent in a request for seven different Padres. Here was my list.
Which, by the way, we do that all the time.
All the time.
On getaway days when they have an early game, especially in a different time zone, even if it's 1 hour, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And we can get guys to call into the show. So I asked for, six or seven guys, Crony being one of them.
Yeah, Crony, Tatis, Merrill.
It wasn't like... Hey, you know our bit, right? Hannah's going to actually be in studio on Thursday. We've got to get Crony to call in.
Yeah.
It really wasn't like
that. They said, yeah, Jake said he'll do it, which is awesome. Jake and our show has a really good relationship. Big, big Crony fans here.
Nobody believes us in the chat. They said Hannah planned this.
I swear.
I'm actually like the biggest.
Turn our mics on. Yep, every time.
Anytime
you want to say something, you just crank that just super
easy. Anytime you want to come to work with me and I can... boss you around.
Oh, I can drive around, get my nails done, get coffee in the middle of the day. It's super cool.
Make more than you.
Oh! Boom! God, it hurts when it's true.
Ouch.
It hurts when it's true. Son of a...
Anyway, I am actually like very starstruck when I like see people that I would not have chosen. As you know, I get very nervous.
For who? Jake?
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing.
What, still with Jake?
Still.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, look at her. Gosh. She's a wreck.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's the funniest part. Our six-year-old is Dynamo, Bo Woods, and he's such a good kid with such a big heart. And Hannah, he does the thing, though, that a lot of kids at that age do. When they get around adults, which is great, actually, he's just kind of quiet. Now, I don't need him running up, grabbing every dude's leg that he sees, and hi. There are kids like that. When I go pick him up, there's about four kids that are like, Taylor's dad, Bo's dad. I'm like, all right, get away. Bo's not that way. Bo is a cat. Bo, you have to 100% work for his affection and his conversation. So what Hannah's been doing, Hannah's been saying every morning they go sit down. And Tana's like, all right, I'm going to ask you questions you need to answer. Like media training, she calls it.
Media training.
Right? So he's getting better. She asked him a question. He's getting better at using his words. And you know, he's a really good conversationalist. He's smart as a whip. Well, I said to, we were all at dinner the other night. And I said, so Jake's coming on the show. And Hannah just gets panicked. And I said, so what question are you going to ask him? And you said what?
Nothing.
She said nothing. Mm. And I said, how are you going to train our six-year-old in media when you have the opportunity to ask a question and you're not going to do it? And Bo literally sits back. He goes, yeah, Mom. How are you going to train me in media when you won't ask Jake a question? It was he sat back and was like, oh, interesting. It was incredible.
It clicked.
It clicked. So,
oh, my God.
This is like parenting 101. You have to you have to do what you say you're going to do.
That's different. Like, answering questions is what I've been training them to do.
You want Jake to ask you a question? And you can answer it?
No, I just interacting with him in general is too much.
She's shaking. I'm not kidding. Like, she's literally shaking right now. It's very flustered. So you won't ask him a question?
I have a question.
You do have a question?
Yeah.
All right, good. Is it how dare you?
I would never.
So I'm excited to talk to Jake. That's coming up at 9:30. We'll do our Padres recap next. And we will get that prank call in because I really want you guys to hear it. Interested to get your thoughts, Corey, on the game last night, and of course the team to this point. I really want to pick your brain because you are you love this team with your full and whole heart. You also hate this team with your full and whole heart, and you are you're one of those, and I respect it. I really do. I said it yesterday on the show. I see so many people livid even after a win, like they're livid, and I get messages from guys that are just like, hey, I know we won, but this sucks, man. This sucks. And I used to get really mad about it. And now I go, yeah, I totally understand. I'm with you. Like, vent at me, vent to us, vent online, whatever. I totally, totally get that perspective. So I want to talk to you about the direction of the team, how you feel it's going. And we'll talk about last night's game, of course. We will get that prank call in. It's so good. You guys are really going
to
enjoy it.
Let's just break early because I want to – let's get to that prank call before a little Padres wrap.
Okay, we'll do the prank
call.
Then
we'll just dive into the game.
We'll do the prank call next here on Ben and Woods. You guys will really enjoy it. Ben calls an adult establishment in Las Vegas. Next, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. On a plane ride. All right, my headphones just shorted out, so I only have one ear working. It's fine. I'll rise above. I'm a pro. That's what I do. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. There we go. Both are back. Good to be here with you guys on, oh no, it just happened again. Thursday morning, it's going in and out. Are you doing this to me on purpose?
I'm not doing anything.
I feel like you are.
Vocal cords done.
Vocal
cords done. Headphones done. Coffee all over the place.
Oh my God.
We're rolling.
We're fine. It's fine.
Firing on all cylinders.
All good.
Everything's good. Nope, we're totally good. It's just one ear that works. All right. If I don't move, now it's cutting back and forth like I'm on acid. One ear in this ear, this ear, this ear. Very strange. Great. She's looking at me like you don't know who I am. You know who you're married to. You see this behavior all the time. All the time. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny out. I'm Woodsy. My wife Hannah's in. Paul's wife Megan's in. Paulie's here. Corey Stewart, Vibes Merchant, VP of Vibes for 97.3 The Fan and the San Diego Padres joins us as well. And We like to do this. We've done a couple of these before. There's something about my partner Ben Higgins' voice. Number one, it is massively soothing. Massively soothing. He is a warm velour blanket or tracksuit, in your case, Corey. And everything he says to me is interesting and or funny.
Right.
Everything he says. If I deliver the exact same line that he does, it's not funny. If he says, I like so-and-so, it kills me. It just lays me out, and he's just such an interesting guy. So
we've told him it's when he tries to be funny that he's not funny.
That's right.
We're like, just be normal.
You. Don't ever try to be funny. Just be you, and you're naturally.
Tell us the most boring part of your day.
What's the most boring thing that happened to you?
He's because like, I bet it's hilarious.
He's like, I drove to work, and I'm like, no way. He's the best. So we put together a soundboard, and we knew Ben was going out to Las Vegas. And you know what's popular out in Las Vegas? Go out, cut loose, and go to a gentleman's establishment. Well, we found a perfect one, actually.
Yeah.
This is a gentleman's club and a sports bar at the same time. So he could scratch. All they'd need is a golf simulator, and he would scratch every itch.
They have, like, slots and stuff there?
They have everything.
Not a lot of
you can gamble.
Most clubs have
you
slots.
You can gamble.
Yeah.
You can watch the ladies entertain, and you can eat.
And you can watch the Lakers.
And you can watch the Lakers play. So here's us, as Ben, yesterday, calling. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a real place.
Play it again, Sam's.
Play it again, Sam's. Oh, no.
Thanks for calling. Play it again, Sam. Shanna speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was disappointed with last night.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage. It was horrible.
Okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
Is this a joke?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
I know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship. They're probably going to lose to Denver anyway.
Okay.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
And she finally hung up.
So we finish it up. It's a minute long on the nose. And I looked at Paulie and I go,
it was perfect.
It was just perfect.
We hugged after.
We hugged. We absolutely hugged. We're like, yes! So we called back. We had to call her back. And we had to ask, we had to rewind it, get her name.
Yeah.
Play it again, Sam's. Can we speak to Shanna, please? Hi, Shanna. This is Paul and Woods from Ben and Woods. And we had to go through the whole rigmarole. She started dying. She goes, oh, yeah, use
like,
it. Have
you
a
got
ball.
A call a couple of minutes ago. So it sounded sweet. Like a prank
a
call.
A prank call?
Well, it was. And we do a radio show. Is it okay? And she's like,
My favorite part was when she goes, what happened?
What happened? Let's hear. Can we hear it again?
I just want to hear that all the time.
Let's hear it again. It's so... It, kills me.
Put again, Sam. Shanna speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was disappointed with last night.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage. It was horrible.
So okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
Him demanding a refund.
Is this a joke?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
I know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship.
It's my favorite part.
They're probably going to lose to Denver anyway.
Right.
Okay.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
That's our Benny, man.
Oh, my God.
Always, always, always finds a way to weave it back into sports somehow. Always, no
like
matter.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Oh, it would be a natural phone call that he would make, 100%. I like that he said, last night was a disappointment. I watched it fall apart on the stage.
It was perfect.
So we had a lot of fun with that. Somebody said, you guys have to do more of these. Honestly, I told Hannah yesterday, I go, what we need to do is we need to put together a soundboard of about, I don't know, 25,000 Ben drops, and everybody in town go make your own. Like, it's fun to do. Paulie, we actually took video of that. Paulie will post the video later of us doing the prank, but it was such a blast. Let's get to our Padres rewind before people start freaking out. We will talk about the Padres win last night over the Rockies and sitting in much better shape today than they were yesterday. Let's get to it.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Here's the pitch. Kim goes down, reaches for it, pokes it over the head of the first baseman Montero and down the right field line. Bogaerts has scored. Tatis on his way. Kim into second base with a two-run double, and the Padres have a 2-0 lead here in the first. Rosario homered against Block last September at Petco. Swings here, lines it into center field in a base hit. Kim racing towards third. He's being waved. Doyle comes up throwing. It will not be in time, and an RBI single for Eggy Rosario and a four spot for the Pods here in the top of the first. The 2-0 pitch. Sent in the air to right center field. Well struck. Merrill back into the gap. He's looking up. It's going to go. Into the bullpen, a home run for Ryan McMahon. His third of the year. And the Rockies crack open the run column for the first time tonight. Padres lead it 5-1. 2-2, the quick pitch. Sent in the air to deep center field. Merrill is back. He's on the warning track. Leaps up. Can't make the catch. Over the fence, a home run for Elias Diaz. His second of the year. A solo shot, and now 5-2 San Diego. 0-2 to Goodman. Suarez delivers and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Robert Suarez, a 1-2-3 ninth on just seven pitches to close it out. And the Padres beat the Rockies 5-2.
Man, fantastic. You know, it's a pretty good indicator when umpire wears one for a strike. It's dirty. But to that point, Higgy did a tremendous job with him. He, I mean, he really did a great job all the way around. I think he was fantastic. But, you know, credit goes to Walter. He was very, very good. All pitches working, able to he just mix it in masterfully and had command of it. It was really filthy.
I mean, I am one big dumb idiot, and I'm happy to come in this morning and tell you that I said yesterday, and I had research of, you know, knuckleballers at Coors Field. It had not gone well. R.A. Dickey had gone and thrown bullpens there and said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do this. Not going to do it, man. Like, that knuckleball, if it doesn't knuckle and it just rotates, is just BP for those guys. And I am so impressed by what I saw from Matt Waldron last night. There was something, and they talked about it on the broadcast. Scanlon kept talking about how Waldron had said, no, I like the dry air. And I'm like, that's just something you say. That's something you say to get your
dry air.
I like dry air. That's something you get yourself mentally like, no, I can do this. I can beat the laws of physics with my brain. So he convinced himself that he could throw it with no problem. And he was masterful last night. That's exactly what you need from your number five starter.
Apparently, he did a bullpen session like the day before
and, yeah,
worked out whatever he needed to work out.
Said it was great. Felt great.
He was great.
I mean, that's exactly what you're looking for from a number five starter. And Matt Waldron delivered last night. And the offense getting four runs early was huge. Getting the tie block early. And, you know, you didn't, again, I know that the night before, you know, they had a 4-1 lead. And I felt pretty comfortable with that one. They handed that one back. Last night, I felt pretty good with that when they were able to add on one other run. Any concerns for you, Corey Stewart, Vibes Master, when you see the San Diego Padres right now? How do you feel as a longtime fan of the team?
Do you mean overall or just last night?
Last night was great. I mean, it's hard to complain about a dub, you know, certainly.
It's hard to complain about a dub, but I can.
You can, yeah. You're like, but here I go.
It was a very good win last night. I thought the bullpen was good again last night.
They've been outstanding.
Except for the one solo shot or whatever.
Which, you know, kind of got an assist from Jackson Merrill. I felt bad for Jackson going back on the ball. Reads it perfectly.
I thought he had it.
Opened his glove and just kind of boop, knocked it over the fence. Mm. Got an assist. You know, it's not the, you don't want assists in baseball like that necessarily.
Right.
But you can see it in his face like, come on, man.
I know.
Be better. But he's been great. He's been great out there.
So good.
Somebody made the point, too, on Twitter. He'll get those. Like, he just started playing center field. Like,
exactly.
The fact that he was there in the right spot, he's going to get the next one. He's not a guy I'm concerned with in any way, shape, or form. You know, he didn't get a hit last night, but he had a sack fly.
Got the sack fly.
He had RBI on a ground out. He just does the little things that you need to do to win a baseball game. And he is like, I said yesterday to, I can't remember who it was, maybe Booney, or maybe it was Adam Jones. I said, he's like the least of my worries in that lineup. Really. I feel confident. Every time he comes to the plate, we are huge Jackson Merrill fans in our home, and he's a baseball player through and through. So,
hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Hey, Jackson. So he's looking good. So, but overall,
he's a stud.
He is a stud. Overall, how are you feeling about the squad? You can't be. We reminded our audience yesterday, remember the expectations you had going in.
Right, yeah.
Which weren't huge.
They weren't great at all. They've been better than what I thought that they were going to be. But having said that, like, you see how they're doing with the bullpen is just killing it pretty much.
Yep.
Guys that I wasn't expecting to contribute as much as they have offensively, like Profar, like Jackson. Another one. Jake. Some of these guys that I didn't expect
you weren't
to
expecting
be.
It?
No, I wasn't.
A lot of people.
I mean, why would we have based on the last couple of years or whatever? So, but they're still a game over 500 is what worries me. And,
right.
Obviously, how many games in? They're not in the playoff race, right? Or they're in the race, but
they're not in the hunt.
They're not in. You know what I mean? So,
if the season ended,
and they've been
today.
Playing so well, or they're putting up these numbers that are so good, you'd expect some more wins on there.
Yeah, you know? and you do feel like a couple have got away, for sure. But you also feel like you also feel like they snatched a couple back. You know, and that
they
to
did.
Me.
They did. That's good. Yeah, that's great.
I'll tell you, it has been, we watched 162 of these last year as a family. I legit had the worst time of my life watching baseball last year.
It was
legit.
Awful.
It was just the worst time.
And I thought the offseason would be a relief, and it was really just more of the same.
It was like, torture.
It's just more excruciating.
It was the most excruciating offense, or offseason, and we've had the most excruciating offense at times. I never had as little fun watching and covering baseball as I did last year. Never in my life. My expectations were through the roof. They didn't even make the playoffs. So to watch this team now fight and grind, look, let's be honest, with players that, you know, I don't want to say lesser players, but $92 million off the payroll, and to show more heart in these 26 games or whatever than they showed all of last year, it's been such a better product to watch. It has.
Yeah.
It's been a more aesthetically pleasing product.
There been significantly more errors, though?
There have. They've kicked the ball around, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, the frustration index of the San Diego Padres.
I thought about that so much yesterday.
It was good. We can bring that back, too, in case you missed it. A really brilliant, brilliant new stat that was kind of created when you add in runs.
Like, what was our stat that we created last year? The Jaws of Defeat? Like, games, games that 99% of the time you should win.
Yeah, they would give them
and
away.
We're talking like a 3-run lead blown in the ninth or a wild error to lose a game or something. Like the game was right there and it was snatched away
from victory. Yeah, something like that.
It was kind of in the same vein as what we talked about yesterday, and it was the Padres, the punishment ratio.
Yeah, the punishment ratio. And it's unearned runs, it's errors, it's double plays. And the Padres were leading baseball. On a plane ride. My headphones just shorted out, so I only have one ear working. It's fine. I'll rise above. I'm a pro. That's what I do. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. There we go. Both are back. Good to be here with you guys on, oh no, it just happened again. Thursday morning. It's going in and out. Are you doing this to me on purpose?
I'm not doing anything.
I feel like you are.
Vocal cords done. Headphones done. Coffee all over the place.
Oh, my God.
We're rolling.
We're fine. It's fine.
Firing on all cylinders.
All good.
Everything's good. Nope, we're totally good. It's just one ear that works. All right. If I don't move, now it's cutting back and forth like I'm on acid. One ear in this ear. Very strange. Great. She's looking at me like you don't know who I am. You know who you're married to. You see this behavior all the time. All the time. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Benny out. I'm Woodsy. My wife Hannah's in. Paul's wife Megan's in. Paulie's here. Corey Stewart, Vibes Merchant, VP of Vibes for 97.3 The Fan and the San Diego Padres, joins us as well. And we like to do this. We've done a couple of these before. There's something about my partner Ben Higgins' voice. Number one, it is massively soothing. Massively soothing. He is a warm velour blanket or tracksuit in your case, Corey. And everything he says to me is interesting and or funny.
Right.
Everything he says. If I deliver the exact same line that he does, it's not funny. If he says, I like so-and-so, it kills me. It just lays me out, and he's just such an interesting guy. So
we've told him it's when he tries to be funny that he's not funny.
That's right.
We're like, just be normal.
You. Don't ever try to be funny. Just be you, and you're naturally.
Tell us the most boring part of your day.
What's the most boring thing that happened to you?
He's because like, I bet it's hilarious.
He's like, I drove to work, and I'm like, no way. He's the best. So we put together a soundboard, and we knew Ben was going out to Las Vegas. And you know what's popular out in Las Vegas? Go out, cut loose, and go to a gentleman's establishment. Well, we found a perfect one, actually.
Yeah.
This is a gentleman's club and a sports bar at the same time. So he could scratch. All they'd need is a golf simulator, and he would scratch every itch.
They have, like, slots and stuff there?
They have everything.
Not a lot of
you can gamble.
Most clubs have
you
slots.
You can gamble.
Yeah.
You can watch the ladies entertain, and you can eat.
And you can watch the Lakers.
And you can watch the Lakers play. So here's us, as Ben, yesterday, calling. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a real place.
Play it again, Sam's.
Play it again, Sam's. Oh,
no. Thanks for calling. Play it again, Sam's. Shannon speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was disappointed with last night.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage. It was horrible.
Okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
Is this a joke?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
I know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship. They're probably going to lose to Denver anyway.
Okay.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
She finally hung up.
So we finish it up. It's a minute long on the nose. And I looked at Paulie and I go,
it was perfect.
It was just perfect.
We hugged after.
We hugged. We absolutely hugged. We're like, yes! So we called back. We had to call her back. And we had to ask, we had to rewind it, get her name.
Yeah.
Play it again, Sam's. Can we speak to Shanna, please? Hi, Shanna. This is Paul and Woods from Ben and Woods. And we had to go through the whole rigmarole. She started dying. She goes, oh, yeah, use
like,
it. Have
you
a
got
ball.
A call a couple of minutes ago. So it sounded sweet. Like a prank
a
call.
A prank call?
Well, it was, and we do a radio show. Is it okay? And she's like,
go ahead. My favorite
part was when she goes, what happened?
What happened? Let's hear. Can we hear it again?
I just want to hear that all the time.
Let's hear it again. It's so... It kills me.
Put again, Sam. Shanna speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was disappointed with last night.
What happened?
You could see it all falling apart right there on the stage. It was horrible.
So okay.
I'm going to need at least a couple of $100 bills.
Him demanding, demanding a refund.
Is this a joke?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would you like to speak with the manager?
I know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship.
It's my favorite part.
They're probably going to lose to Denver anyway.
Right.
Okay.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
That's our Benny, man.
Oh, my God.
Always, always, always finds a way to weave it back into sports somehow. Always, no matter.
I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Oh, it would be a natural phone call that he would make, 100%. I like that he said, last night was a disappointment. I watched it fall apart on the stage. I mean, it was perfect.
That was so good.
So we had a lot of fun with that. Somebody said, you guys have to do more of these. Honestly, I told Hannah yesterday, I go, what we need to do is we need to put together a soundboard of about, I don't know, 25,000 Ben drops, and everybody in town go make your own. Like, it's fun to do. Paulie, we actually took video of that. Paulie will post the video
later
of us doing the prank, but it was such a blast. Let's get to our Padres rewind before people start freaking out. We will talk about the Padres win last night over the Rockies and sitting in much better shape today than they were yesterday. Let's get to it.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Here's the pitch. Kim goes down, reaches for it, pokes it over the head of the first baseman Montero and down the right field line. Bogarts has scored. Tatis on his way. Kim into second base with a two-run double, and the Padres have a 2-0 lead here in the first. Rosario homered against Block last September at Petco. Swings here, lines it into center field in a base hit. Kim racing towards third. He's being waved. Doyle comes up throwing. It will not be in time, and an RBI single for Eggy Rosario and a four spot for the Pods here in the top of the first. The 2-0 pitch. Sent in the air to right center field. Well struck. Merrill back into the gap. He's looking up. It's going to go. Into the bullpen, a home run for Ryan McMahon. his third of the year. And the Rockies crack open the run column for the first time tonight. Padres lead it 5-1. 2-2, the quick pitch, sent in the air to deep center field. Merrill is back. He's on the warning track, leaps up, can't make the catch. Over the fence, a home run for Elias Diaz. His second of the year, a solo shot, and now 5-2 San Diego. 0-2 to Goodman. Suarez delivers, and a swing and a miss, strike three. Robert Suarez, a 1-2-3 ninth on just seven pitches to close it out, and the Padres beat the Rockies 5-2.
Man, fantastic. You know, it's a pretty good indicator when umpire wears one for a strike. It was dirty, but to that point, Higgy did a tremendous job with him. He, I mean, he really did a great job all the way around. I think he was fantastic. But, you know, credit goes to Walter. He was very, very good. All pitches working. Able to he just mix it in masterfully and had command of it. It was really filthy.
I mean, I am one big dumb idiot, and I'm happy to come in this morning and tell you that I said yesterday, and I had research of, you know, knuckleballers at Coors Field. It had not gone well. R.A. Dickey had gone and thrown bullpens there and said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do this. Not going to do it, man. Like, that knuckleball, if it doesn't knuckle and it just rotates, is just BP for those guys. And I am so impressed by what I saw from Matt Waldron last night. There was something, and they talked about it on the broadcast. Scanlon kept talking about how Waldron had said, no, I like the dry air. And I'm like, that's just something you say. That's something you say to get your
dry air.
I like dry air. That's something you get yourself mentally like, no, I can do this. I can beat the laws of physics with my brain. So he convinced himself that he could throw it with no problem. And he was masterful last night. That's exactly what you need from your number five starter.
Apparently, he did a bullpen session like the day before.
And, yeah,
he worked out whatever he needed to work out.
Said it was great. Felt great.
He was great.
I mean, that's exactly what you're looking for from a number five starter. And Matt Waldron delivered last night. And the offense getting four runs early was huge. Getting the tie block early. And, you know, you didn't, again, I know that the night before, you know, they had a 4-1 lead. And I felt pretty comfortable with that one. They handed that one back. Last night, I felt pretty good with that when they were able to add on one other run. Any concerns for you, Corey Stewart, Vibes Master, when you see the San Diego Padres right now? How do you feel as a longtime fan of the team?
Do you mean overall or just last night?
Last night was great. I mean, it's hard to complain about a dub, you know, certainly.
It's hard to complain about a dub, but I can.
You can, yeah. You're like, but here I go.
It was a very good win last night. I thought the bullpen was good again last night.
They've been outstanding.
Except for the one solo shot or whatever.
Which, you know, kind of got an assist from Jackson Merrill. I felt bad for Jackson going back on the ball. Reads it perfectly.
I thought he had it.
Opened his glove and just kind of boop, knocked it over the fence. Mm. Got an assist. You know, it's not the, you don't want assists in baseball like that necessarily.
Right.
But you can see it in his face like, come on, man.
I know.
Be better. But he's been great. He's been great out there.
So good.
Somebody made the point, too, on Twitter. He'll get those. Like, he just started playing center field. Like,
exactly.
The fact that he was there in the right spot, he's going to get the next one. He's not a guy I'm concerned with in any way, shape, or form. You know, he didn't get a hit last night, but he had a sack fly.
Got the sack fly.
He had RBI on a ground out. He just does the little things that you need to do to win a baseball game. And he is like, like I said yesterday to, I can't remember who it was, maybe Booney, or maybe it was Adam Jones. I said, he's like the least of my worries in that lineup. Really.
It's crazy.
I feel confident. Every time he comes to the plate, we are huge Jackson Merrill fans in our home, and he's a baseball player through and through. So,
hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Hey, Jackson. So he's looking good. So, but overall,
he's a stud.
He is a stud. Overall, how are you feeling about the squad? You can't be. We reminded our audience yesterday, remember the expectations you had going in.
Right, yeah.
Which weren't huge.
They weren't great at all. They've been better than what I thought that they were going to be. But having said that, like, you see how they're doing with the bullpen is just killing it pretty much.
Yep.
Guys that I wasn't expecting to contribute as much as they have offensively, like Profar, like Jackson. Another one. Jake. Some of these guys that I didn't expect
you weren't
to
expecting
be
expecting it.
No, I wasn't.
A lot of people.
I mean, why would we have based on the last couple of years or whatever? So, But they're still a game over 500 is what worries me. And,
right.
And like right now, obviously we're how many games in. They're not in the playoff race, or they're in the race, but
yeah,
they're not
in the hunt.
But they're not in. You know what I mean? So
like
so
if
like
the season ended today.
And they've been playing so well, or they're putting up these numbers that are so good, you'd expect it that some more wins on there.
Yeah, you know? and you do feel like a couple have got away for sure, but you also feel like they snatched a couple back. You know, and that
they
to
did.
Me,
they did. That's good. Yeah, that's great.
I'll tell you, it has been. We watched 162 of these last year as a family. I legit had the worst time of my life watching baseball last year.
It was
legit.
Awful.
It was just the worst
and I thought
time.
The offseason would be a relief, and it was really just more of the same. It was
torture.
It was just more excruciating.
It was the most excruciating offense, or offseason, and we've offense. Had the most excruciating offense at times. I never had as little fun watching and covering baseball as I did last year. Never in my life. My expectations were through the roof. They didn't even make the playoffs. So to watch this team now fight and grind, look, let's be honest, with players that, you know, I don't want to say lesser players, but $92 million off the payroll, and to show more heart in these 26 games or whatever than they showed all of last year, it's been such a better product to watch. It has.
Yeah.
It's been a more aesthetically pleasing product.
Have there been significantly more errors, though?
There have. They've kicked the ball around, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, the frustration index of the San Diego Padres.
I thought about that so much yesterday.
It was good. We can bring that back, too, in case you missed it. A really brilliant, brilliant new stat that was kind of created when you add in runs.
Like, what was our stat that we created last year? The Jaws of Defeat? Like, games, games that... 99% of the time you should win.
Yeah, they gave that they would give them
and
away.
We're talking like a 3-run lead blown in the ninth or a wild error to lose a game or something. Like the game was right there and it was snatched away
from victory. Yeah, something like that.
It was kind of in the same vein as what we talked about yesterday, and it was the Padres, the punishment ratio.
Yeah, the punishment ratio. And it's unearned runs, it's errors, it's double plays. And the Padres were leading baseball in that. It's been a frustrating watch at times. But, again, with the comeback victories, with the way that they're seemingly not out of it. Now, they have their lulls, and they had another bit of a lull last night. You know, you score early. And
then nothing.
They're not trying to not score. I'd never have – I mean, that's the thing. Is like I can't argue with that guy anymore on Twitter because there's no chance – that they score four and go, all right, we're good. Like, there's no team in any sport does that, really, right? They don't take their foot off the gas. It just, for whatever reason, the balls don't seem to fall. It's just a weird sport.
And no home runs there. It's very weird.
That's very strange, man.
Very strange.
That is very, very strange. So I see a lot of credit being given to Mike Schilt, and I attribute some of that to that. My main theory on all of it, I really, really believe in my heart, and it's honestly based on one interview we had at spring training, and that was with Manny Machado. I believe the embarrassment of last year is still with them. Oh, yeah. And I really feel that they just don't want to get embarrassed again. And I feel like that is motivating so many of these guys. And I, you know, Manny's not back yet. We still haven't gotten official word on his child and all that, but he's supposed to be back this weekend. So, man, I just don't know.
It's interesting. You could use that same scenario if we thought they were pressing too much. Like,
they
don't want to
Be embarrassed
relive last
again.
Year. They don't want to be embarrassed. They're just a little tight right now, and I haven't really gotten that feeling yet.
I haven't either. I've seen, you know, you're always going to press in baseball, you know, when you want to get
sure
a knocker.
Xander's pressed at times.
Xander's been pressing like a madman. Yeah. Nice to see him break out a little bit last night, certainly, and at the top of the order. So it's there's times when the lineup's released, I'm like, oh, my Lord, we're really rolling with this today. And somehow it always comes through. Like Matt Waldron, I thought he was going to get rocked yesterday. But based on history, based on the stuff he has, based on the laws of physics. And he didn't, man. He went out and shoved last night. And
so good.
Kept them, you know, and you stake him to a 4-run lead. Good things happen, you know, after that.
So and he got out of trouble, too.
Got out of trouble. Yeah, had a couple of walks.
Yeah, where the bases were loaded, I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, it was a really solid win. And, you know, now you have a chance to take 3 of 4. Is it the end of the world if they split? No, it's not the end of the world. But, you need to win this game.
You it's
need
like,
to win this game.
By law, it's no harm, no foul. You're in the same, you're 500 or whatever. You're in the same position as you were before the series, but you feel like that's a team you need to take three out of four from.
You need to whip those. They're bad, man. They're bad.
They're not a good team.
Last night showed, them. They made some defensive miscues last night. Some really dumb plays.
Throw the ball around the yard.
Yeah, Eric says, too, I think the passing of Peter has played into it. I believe that as well. Playing for something bigger this year. But I do feel like just the embarrassment of last year, the fact that everyone's kind of counted him out, I love that. And I think Mike Schilt helps bring that out of them as well, too. He's a bit of an underdog himself, always has been in his career. So
thank you.
You're welcome. And I really like what I see, man. And again, I realize they're only one game over 500. They're not blowing anybody's doors off, but it's a better aesthetic brand of baseball than we saw all of last year.
And
all
this is the Padres. Year. They never come out super hot.
Right, right.
That's not, I would be more concerned if that were the case.
It would be a little odd. If they came out, as hot as
not
some teams.
Sustainable.
It's not sustainable for these guys.
Do you know the part that I'm hating, though, when we talk about the aesthetic of it? I hate not being able to watch Manny Machado play third base.
It's terrible. Like, it's killed
us. That is the, and I'm not saying that Wade and Rosario and all the people that they've been bringing in out of the stands and all that to play third base haven't been, terrible. It's just not being able to see Manny play third base is awful. Because, that's my favorite. I love to watch him hit. I love to watch him play third base.
It's a different team entirely.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we need to have the Eric Hosmer conversation.
Ooh.
Again,
I can't believe you're going
to
do this
for
with
the 100th time. We have to have the Eric Hosmer conversation.
So I need to kill Corey's mic.
I'm continuing to get ripped.
This for fan Eric base. Hosmer.
I don't know. I don't get it. We'll talk about it next. Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.